This news update's being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe, as well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer, Bad Boy Zero Turn More dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good afternoon from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance. Here's a look at your news. The Imlay City Commission will conduct a public hearing at 7 p.m. this evening. The hearing, which will be in the Commission Chambers at 150 North Main Street, is regarding the establishment of a Neighborhood Improvement Authority and the adoption of development and tax increment financing plans for the NIA. The NIA district does not anticipate any plans to displace existing families or individuals. The hearing's intended to provide an opportunity for interested citizens and property owners within the NIA to express their opinions on the project and the plan to finance it. Some of the items the NIA can be used for include snow removal, roads, utilities, maintenance, and development of sidewalks, which would encourage growth and promote economic development. The NIA will consist of the entire city of Imlay City, except for the downtown area that's in the Downtown Development Authority. Copies of the information are available at City Hall, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, except on Wednesdays when the office is open from 1 to 4 p.m. And the Huron County Planning Commission will meet Wednesday, November 5th at 7 p.m. in room 305 of the Huron County Building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. Agenda items include review of the county's 2020 Planning Commission bylaws, particularly Section 2E addressing conflict of interest, and discussion on updating the Huron County zoning ordinance in full, as suggested by Commissioner Sammy Corey. Under unfinished business, commissioners will continue their review of the Board of Commissioners' request to consider reducing county-zoned acreage for solar development and adding host community agreement requirements consistent with Public Act 233 of 2023. Communications to be received include several documents and reports from EMS Director Randy Miller related to battery energy storage system safety and incident response, as well as notice from Colfax Township Planning Commission that it intends to draft a master plan. The commission will also consider two new PA 116 farmland enrollment applications, one being 96 acres in Sheridan Township owned by Carol Sweeney and 20.62 acres in Port Austin Township owned by David and Danielle Levine. Committee reports and public comment sessions are also on the agenda. The next regular scheduled meeting is for Wednesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Federal and local authorities in Michigan foiled a suspected ISIS-inspired terror plot ahead of Halloween weekend, assuring residents there's no ongoing threat to the community. The FBI arrested at least five young people, aged 16 to 20, at three locations, two homes in Dearborn and one in Inkster, after an investigation that monitored online chat room communications and firearms training activities. Sources say the group was reportedly planning an attack timed for Halloween, referencing Pumpkin Day in online conversations and practicing with AK-47 rifles at gun ranges. Officials confirmed that the plan was inspired by previous ISIS-related plots in Michigan, though this latest scheme was not fully formed and no specific targets were disclosed. The operation by FBI included executing search warrants and seizure of phones, computers, and other evidence. Dearborn and Inkster police announced additional security measures for the weekend And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer expressed gratitude for the rapid action of the federal and state law enforcement. Public statements released by local police and FBI repeatedly emphasized that following the arrest, no current threat exists for residents in the affected communities. The investigation continues, but as of this weekend, authorities are confident the threat was neutralized. That's been a look at your local news. We'll return in just a moment.
Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS Compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months 0% financing with approved credit.
Heck, you'll be a decade older and still getting 0% on your new LS tractor purchase. You can only get this offer at Morrell Equipment.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we have one obituary today. Michael Paul Pelega Jr., 80 years old, of Kindy, Michigan, passed away November the 1st. He was born May 6, 1945, and went on to marry the love of his life, Bernadette Miller, on April 29, 1967. Mike leaves behind his wife, Bernadette, and his four daughters, Michelle, Rose, Sally, and Charlotte, and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian burial will be on Wednesday, November 5th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Dwight Township at 11 a.m. Visitation will be on Tuesday, November the 4th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Gage Chapel of Kindy, with a rosary service at 7 p.m. Visitation will also be on Wednesday at church from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials in Mike's name may be offered to the family in care of Bernadette. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
We're back with more news. The Supreme Court will issue new directions this week regarding the management of stray dogs on government and public sector premises. The decision responds to complaints and safety concerns from employees. Animal welfare groups and legal advocates have weighed in on both sides of the debate. The issue rose after reports of employees feeding stray dogs in various institutions. The court aims to balance compassion with workplace safety. A final order is expected November the 7th. And the Israeli government commemorates the 30th anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin today. Rabin was killed by a Jewish extremist following a peace rally in Tel Aviv, a turning point in the region's history. His legacy for promoting peace continues to influence Israeli politics. Ceremonies and memorials are being held nationwide. International leaders have issued tributes to his memory, and security remains heightened at those events. That's been a look at your news today, brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life, Are You Sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east downtown Bad Axe, as well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. They're in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe is paying top dollar for your trade-in. We need your pre-owned vehicle. Hurry to Flannery Auto Mall for top dollar on your trade-in. If you need service, we have you covered. GM factory-trained technicians assure quality service and genuine GM parts at competitive pricing. When you have GM service work performed at Flannery Auto Mall, your vehicle becomes part of the electronic record system with General Motors. So you can view your entire service history with the touch of a button. Ask about free pickup and delivery or shuttle service within the vicinity of Bad Axe.
This is service manager Mike Herman. Flannery Auto Mall is now your go-to place for new tires with low pricing and the best installation. With the latest Road Force technology tire balancer for a smoother ride, come see us at Flannery Auto Mall, located just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
And this is body shop manager John Katanko. From a small dent to major collision work, we guarantee the best professional body repair in the thumb at Flannery Auto Mall.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.